WCWP, Brookville, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on WCWP, Brookville. We start with a song written a century ago by Lewis Hirsch and Otto Harbach for the 1920 comedy Mary. It's The Love Nest, performed in 1967 by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. .1 FM and WCWP.org. David Benoit with Hermosa Skyline, as in Hermosa Beach, California, from Stages in 1982. David played piano, Rhodes piano, synthesizer, and clavinet on that. He was backed up by Ron Brown on alto and tenor sax, Wade Short on bass, Gary Ferguson on drums, and Mark Singer with percussion. But he didn't sing. Before that, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with The Love Nest from Herb Alpert's Ninth in 1967, the second of two albums that year. The first was Sounds Like. And it's called Herb Alpert's Ninth because it's the ninth Tijuana Brass album dating back to The Lonely Bull 5 years earlier. The Love Nest featured Herb on trumpet, of course, Julius Wechter on marimba, and John Pisano on guitar, among others. 7 years later, Bob James made his solo debut. He had two trio albums in the 60s, but the album this next song is on is called One. So it's his debut. Shortly after recording Feel Like Making Love for Roberta Flack, he and the principal players on that song recorded an instrumental version. And here it is. Earl Klugh with Sweet Rum and Starlight on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org from Dream Come True in 1980. Earl was on acoustic guitar and was backed up by Reggie Young on rhythm electric guitar and Lloyd Green on pedal steel guitar. Also featured were Gene Dunlap on drums and Doc Gibbs on percussion. Before that, Earl's friend Bob James with the Roberta Flack song Feel Like Making Love, covered on One in 1974. Bob arranged that and conducted the orchestra and also played Rhodes piano. Richie Reznikoff was on acoustic guitar with no other guitarist present. Gary King on bass, Idris Muhammad on drums, percussion by Ralph McDonald, and on alto flute were George Marge and Romeo Penke. Bob, Richie, Gary, Idris, and Ralph all played on the original Roberta Flack version. Hiroshima, that's how they say it, lead off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
WCWP is your home for great music
and the free WCWP mobile app. Stay golden.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
If you had one wish, what would it be? That must have been on East LA native Dan Kuramoto's mind when he wrote this song, One Wish, for his band Hiroshima. .1 FM and WCWP.org. Larry Carlton with a cover of the Doobie Brothers, Minute by Minute, from Discovery in 1987. Michael McDonald wrote the song originally with Lester Abrams and actually plays keyboards on Larry's cover. He doesn't sing, but there are background vocals by Larry Carlton, David Pack from Ambrosia, and Michelle Pillar. Larry otherwise played acoustic guitar, like Earl Klugh and Richie Reznikoff. Kirk Whalum was featured on tenor sax, and the horn section was comprised of Jerry Hay, the arranger, and Gary Grant on trumpet, and Larry Williams on woodwinds. Before that, Hiroshima with One Wish from Another Place in 1985, one of a few instrumental tracks on that album. Founder Dan Kuramoto wrote One Wish and played keyboards. Fellow founder June Kuramoto, Dan's ex-wife but still friend, was on koto and shamisen, and Danny Yamamoto, also with the band from their 1974 founding, played taiko and drum programming. Getting back to Larry Carlton, he's a friend of Lee Ritenour, and he took over for Lee in the band 4Play, which Bob James is also part of. 2 years before 4Play debuted, Lee recorded this cover of Vince Guaraldi's Red Baron. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Beth Michaels with Beth's Song from Celebrate Now in 1993. Like most songs on that album, Beth played everything. Before that, Lee Ritenour with Vince Guaraldi's song about Snoopy's nemesis as the World War I flying ace, Red Baron. And that's on Happy Anniversary, Charlie Brown, in 1989. Lee played acoustic guitar like his friend Larry Carlton, and he arranged the song, while Don Grusin played everything else, like Beth Michaels. Red Baron debuted in It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, in 1966, which I recently watched in 4K on Blu-ray, along with many other Peanuts specials and the Charlie Brown and Snoopy show that I have on Optical Media. Joe McBride plays a song with a suggestive title next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Alana here inviting you to check out the Rockin' Sunday Show
and WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Here's Joe McBride and the Texas Rhythm Club, three of them anyway, with Oi Gata, which means hey sexy in Portuguese. At least according to Joe, Google Translate says it's hi babe. Here it is.
Hi, this is Pete the Body Bilotti from CBS Sports Radio, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Pete. That was Ken Navarro with Big Heart, as in generous, not an enlarged heart, from In My Wildest Dreams in 1999. Ken played guitars and keyboards. J. Rowe played piano and keyboards. Gary Granger was on bass. His brother Gary played drums. And Eric Marienthal was on alto sax. Eric will be back next hour with Randy Brecker on more than one saxophone. Before that, Joe McBride and the Texas Rhythm Club with Oi Gata, which Joe said means hey sexy in Portuguese, but Google Translate says it means hi babe. Oi, O-I, also means hey in British English. You know, oi, you! And Oi Gata is from Keeping It Real in 2002. Joe was on piano and keyboards with Todd Parsnow on acoustic guitar, Rick Rigsby on bass, and Sean McCurley on drums. Hour one will end with Matt Marshak on guitar, but first Nelson Rangel on alto sax with a song written by fellow saxophonist David Mann. David would rework this song for Steve Cole, another saxophonist, as With You All the Way, but here it's called All and All.
Support for WCWP comes from MapTunes.
Visit us at WCWP.org and click on the support tab.
WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on WCWP, Brookville. Hour one ended with Summer Funk by Matt Marshak from Groovosphere in 2006. Matt wrote Summer Funk and played guitars. Bill Heller produced it and played keyboards and bass and drum programming. He'll be back with the Rippingtons in hour two. David Mann was on saxophone in the horn section that he directed, and Barry Danielian played trumpet in that horn section. David Mann also played on and wrote the song before that, All in All, performed by Nelson Rangel from Far Away Day in 2000. Nelson played lead alto sax, David backed him up on alto sax during the refrain, and also played keyboards and drum programming. Ross Trout played acoustic and electric guitar. Hour two begins with a pair of big bands. The first of the pair is Yellow Jackets and the WDR Big Band, with a song written for the Jackets' 1987 album, Four Corners, Mile High. That was a pair of big bands on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org, and you just heard the U.S. Air Force Band Airmen of Note with Up and Running from the 2020 Jazz Heritage Series. Up and Running featured John Fedchuk on trombone, who wrote the song for his 2007 New York big band album, along with Technical Sergeants Logan Keese on trumpet and Christian Barsvik on alto sax, and Master Sergeant Grant Langford on tenor sax. Thanks to Audrey Varnas for recommending the album to me. Before that, Yellow Jackets and the WDR Big Band with Mile High from Jackets XL, also in 2020. That featured band conductor and song arranger Bob Mintzer on tenor sax, as opposed to the screaming alto of co-writer Mark Russo on the original 1987 version, and co-writer Will Kennedy on drums. Staying in 2020, it's a little band led by Skinny Hightower, who plays most of the instruments on Now or Never.
Mike Shimeri plays more music on 88.1 FM, WCWP.
Skinny Hightower with Now or Never, which you heard now, and that's from his two-disc album Blue Moon in 2020. It was on the first of the two discs. Skinny played piano, keyboards, vibraphone, guitar, bass, and drums. Simon Beto was on trumpet, Rob Mitchell on saxophone, and percussion by Bongo Bobby Thomas. I know a Bobby Thomas, but that's his middle name, not his last name. I won't tell you what his last name is, but he knows who he is. Spyro Gyra and the Rippingtons play Back to Back and Belly to Belly next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
So I get this call from my grandma, and she's like,
on iOS and Android devices.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
This segment begins with a leisurely stroll down Easy Street by Spyro Gyra. FM and WCWP.org. The Rippingtons with Modern Art from Modern Art in 2009. Founding member Russ Freeman wrote that title track and played guitars and keyboards, like Ken Navarro did last hour. Also last hour, we heard Bill Heller on Matt Marshak's song. He's a guitarist. And Bill played keyboards and vocoder. I love the sound of that vocoder and got to hear Bill in action on vocoder a few times that I've seen the Rippingtons live, particularly in 2009 on a smooth cruise. Rounding out the band were Jeff Koshua on alto sax, Rico Belled on bass, his first album in that role, and Dave Carasone on drums. Before that, another longtime contemporary jazz group, Spyro Gyra, with Easy Street from Good to Go Go in 2007. Founding member Jay Bekenstein wrote that and played soprano sax. Tom Schumann was on piano and keyboards, Julio Fernandez on guitar, Scott Ambush on bass, and Bonnie B, B for Bonaparte, on drums and percussion, his first album in that role. I saw him twice live and loved his energy. Well, we go from two groups to a duo. It's the David Wells and Chris Geit Project, and no, it's not David Wells the pitcher or the actor, with their song Never Giving Up and Never Surrendering, for you Galaxy Quest fans. This is 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Steve Cole with Turn It Up, the title track to his 2016 album. Steve wrote that with the unrelated Nicholas Cole. Steve played tenor and alto sax, while Nicholas played keyboards and programming. Bernd Schaeinhardt was on guitar. Before that, the David Wells and Chris Geit project with Never Giving Up from No Side Effects in 2013. David played flugelhorn and Chris, like Nicholas Cole, played piano, keyboards, and programming. More piano, keyboards, and programming await us in the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Next.
I can't take it anymore.
And WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
We float into the last segment of the show with Pieces of a Dream and a song from their 2019 album, On Another Note, Floating.
Hi, it's Bruce Leonard, and you're listening to my pal Mike Shimeri on Instrumental Invasion here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Bruce. That was Lisa Hilton with Secret Beach from More Than Another Day in 2020. Lisa played piano and wrote the song, with Luquez Curtis on bass and Rudy Royston on drums. Before that, Pieces of a Dream with Floating on the waves at the Secret Beach from On Another Note in 2019. That makes for three songs from albums with another in the title. The first was Hiroshima's Another Place, from which we heard One Wish last hour. Chris Harris played guitar on Floating, with Tony Watson Jr. on tenor sax and James Lloyd on all the other parts. He also wrote the song. Well, like Beth Michaels on Beth's song, Chris Big Dog Davis is going to play everything you hear on this song from his Focus album, Fall Back Into the Water on the Secret Beach. Okay, I'll stop.
It's Mike, WCWP, Shomeri.
Says who? Chris Big Dog Davis with Fall Back on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org from Focus in 2020. Chris wrote Fall Back and played keyboards and programming, and that was it, nobody else. George Whitty wrote the last song of the show and played keyboards, guitar, and bass and drum programming on it. The song is for Randy Brecker and Eric Marienthal, who we heard with Ken Navarro last hour, on their 2020 album, Double Dealin'. It's called Three Deuces, so triple dealin' in this case. Randy plays the trumpets and flugelhorn, and Eric plays all the saxophones, soprano, alto, tenor, and baritone. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Three Deuces by Randy Brecker and Eric Marienthal plays us out. So long.